USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
They took many, many parts of that deal and they renegotiated. You can't do that.
New tariffs to take effect. The Trump administration to impose the tariffs on China as talks scheduled to continue Friday in Washington. President Trump talking about it earlier.
We were getting very close to a deal. Then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that. We can't have that.
Now, President Trump on Twitter talking about another subject, James Comey's time on CNN. The president tweets, James Comey is a disgrace to the FBI and will go down as the worst director in its long and once proud history. He brought the FBI down. Almost all Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired, in capital letters, but the FBI will regain greatness because of the great men and women who work there, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump will nominate Patrick Shanahan to the position of Defense Secretary. He's been serving as acting Pentagon chief since the resignation of James Mattis. To the Justice Department,
Attorney General Jeff Sessions told us to follow regular order and ensure the nonpartisan administration of justice. And that is what we did every day.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein leaving the Department of Justice. At a ceremony celebrating his career, Rosenstein speaking with reporters.
Rule of law requires us to ignore partisan politics, to tune out the news cycle, and to base our decisions on credible evidence. Many people have the luxury of dismissing facts that are inconsistent with their pre-existing beliefs. But we face the exacting scrutiny of the federal courtroom.
And some kind words about Rosenstein from current Attorney General William Barr.
Exceptional intelligence, sound judgment crafted from experience, composure even under the most intense pressure and scrutiny.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Drug makers may need to start disclosing the price of prescription drugs on their TV ads. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The Department of Health and Human Services says the price will have to be included in the ad if it's at least $35 for a one-month supply. The rule finalized this week will take effect in 2 months. According to the department, the 10 most commonly advertised drugs actually range from $488 a month to just short of a staggering $17,000 a month. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says people should know how much a drug costs long before they get to the counter of their pharmacy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To Capitol Hill, where Republican Kevin McCarthy goes after House Judiciary Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California addresses Wednesday's Judiciary Committee vote to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress during his weekly press conference on Thursday.
Nadler can't even handle the gavel. Not only how he dealt with the last committee hearing, it comes into doubt regardless of what the issue is, whether he's capable of even being a chairman. But yesterday, he even admitted what he sent in a subpoena was not what his intent was. He was asking in a subpoena for Attorney General Barr to break the law, otherwise he'd hold him in contempt.
A vote by the full House of Representatives is expected on the citation next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.